Begin the current daf and set this might cut in daf chavbeid. Begin the manal. Begin the tzimtzum. Begin with the gemara. Holoch gadol habayis b'sik for his mouth. If the gadol habayis, the primary person in the house, goes to the cemetery, what's the halacha going to be? So Tzimtzum says, Pirush. Tzimtzum explains what exactly is this suffix of the gemara. Mimayin la'atzmai. Do we say that the gadol counts for himself, which is for him, which when the grave is covered over, that's when his mourning begins. Oh, maybe not. Maybe he would count with them, which. By them who didn't go to the cemeteries when they turned their face from the mess. And the question is because Deshema, maybe Kibin Shutar Binyanimis, maybe since he's busy with the corpse, Okashamuhaim, Shamagamhu, and when they heard that the person died, he also heard. So therefore, it would sound like Yim Liman, like he should count with them, like Rashi had said, because since he's going for the Torah Hamas, so it's like as if he's in the house and he's counting with them. Oh, maybe that, no, since ultimately he's the Gadol HaBayis, he's not secondary to them. He would count on his own. That's the Gemara's question, specifically regarding the Gadol HaBayis that goes to the cemetery where he knows about it and he's busy. But now says Tesis, what would be in a situation where, B'lei Dan Mahabadina, I don't know what the Allah would be, but Gadol HaBayis by the main one of the family, Shabbam Makam Karm, that came from somewhere nearby, but he did not know about the Bailis. Imoy Neman, if he would count with them, and he would start counting when they started counting, or would you say counts by himself, and he's not secondary to them, because Havoeka, ultimately, he is the primary, which places Vyashlit and Tam Leimer, you could give reasoning to say that Shulman Levade, that actually the Gadol HaBayis would count for himself, since he didn't know the morning, and therefore, you can't say that he's secondary to them. Or on the other end, you could say a reasoning the other way around, the since ultimately he went, for the dead, and therefore he's busy. So Yimna Imohim is one girsa, or actually that no, since he went with a mass, so he's considered primary and he's not secondary to them, and actually it would be Yimna, he would actually count for himself. But where the God Levi's comes from somewhere nearby and he does not know the Avelis, so it'd be logical to say that he would count with them because this idea that he doesn't know about the Avelis is the reason to say that he's not primary. And therefore, actually, he would be secondary, and he would count with them. Next, says Matan Begin the Gemara, the Asa Begoy Tlas Yom, where he came within 3 days. Now, Kesha Asa Gadol HaBayis B'Tach Gam Liyom. This explains when the Gadol HaBayis comes from the cemetery to the place of the mourning within 3 days. So, Mani Uman, he's going to count with them. Like the Gemara previously said, that Gimel Yom Rishayim regarding the first 3 days. So, Mani Uman, he counts with them. The same thing here is by the Gadol HaBayis. You have the same difference. First 3 days he counts with them, after 3 days he counts by himself. So he says, Rakash, now it's difficult to me. Because the Kaimlon, Kirib Shimon, we rule like Kirib Shimon. That will be him Zayin, my name, because me like, come on. That actually, even though he comes in day seven, he would count with them, like the Gemara says later on. That the love is like Kirib Shimon by the laws of mourning. So from Kain, if that's the case, Malik Tachkim, Malik Tachkim, what do we differentiate him comes within the first 3 days or after the first 3 days? Either way, we find him Shimon not making such differentiations, even come day seven, he counts with them. So that says, Menir Mateich, Halachic Hag, it would seem from the words of the Halachas Gedolos. Now, the Filler of Shimon, have a chilek, there would be a difference to Tech Gimel, Nach Gimel, that if it's within 3 days or after 3 days, regarding Makam Rachik, if it came from a faraway place. Shapirish, that he explains that Hadas Begay Tlasiyem, Moinimon, this is the Gemara tells us, if it comes within 3 days, he counts with them, is a Filler Bom Makam Rachik, even if it's coming from a faraway place. But if Asla Basla Tlasiyem, Mimakam Karav, but if he comes, you're right. Even after 3 days, but if from a close place, then you're right. If Zayn, money mom, then even within 7 days, even on the last day, he would count with them. Now, Samach Pirsh, and later on, he explains that Afilir B'Shimon Asiach Milsa, that even according to B'Shimon, that he would hold to this differentiation, and therefore our Gemara is going even according to Rib Shimon. Now, but then says Tesis that you could also explain as follows. What's if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the cemetery, what's the halacha? The Mivayla, the Gemara was asking as follows. In other words, that we're actually not explaining regarding the Gadol himself, but rather a different mourner that came when the Gadol HaBayis was not in the Bayis. Because he was in the cemetery being busy with the mess. Which, he explains the same thing. That when the Gemara previously said, that as long as the Galabai is in the house, then he counts with them, Haba Etzlam, whoever comes to them, Makam Karav, from that which is nearby, and they find them sitting in mourning. Because although their mourning already started before his, and he finds them a day or two after they already started, still he said, Yisemimam, he concludes with them, and depends. Lirabanan is Kishaba, now those who take the word Galabai, when he comes to Tech Gilmayamim, within 3 days, and he canceled them, and then take out the next which Pidush Galabayas Gemal Yamim, where Oleb Shimon, Philip Yamashvi, according to Shimon, like we said, even on day 7. Now, Bavadavka Kashesh Galabayas Rabayas, and that would be specifically if the Galabayas is in the house, Ka'az Batal Etzlan. So then, the one that's coming now is secondary to them. But if the Galabayas is not there, then he would actually count for himself. So now, Bachi Pidush Iboilu. So that's how they explain the Gemara's question over here. Halakha Labai's Labai Sekvaras, let's say the Galabai goes to the cemetery, Pirish. Halakha Labai's Mace, he goes to escort the mess. Adir Acheres told another city to recover, and they bury the mess over there. Now she hate my name on. What's the Lacha that does he count with them? Who? Aisha Shabba, it's Lavelim, Shabir Shemes Ba. We're talking about someone, one of the other mourners. They come to the mourners in the city where the person had passed away. Do you say my name on? He counts with them, Apishin Galabai's Mamsham, even if the Galabai's not with them over there? Oh, or maybe that no, since the Galabais is not there, so Allah, he wouldn't count with them, rather he'd count on his own. And the reason is because the Hodabin Galabais is this, that we need to have the Galabais in the house, is the Mu'te Hainamikasi, is coming to exclude also this person. Avagav the Yada, although that he knows the Baha'i Avelis, the Shaykh, but even though the Galabais knows about it and he's applying, he's part of it, but ultimately he's not there now. So, therefore, he would not be counted. It cannot be part of them. Maybe it's not coming to exclude this case. Only if the galabais is somewhere else. Meaning, that he doesn't know about the avelos at all. Then maybe we hold that the mourner who's coming would have to count by himself. But if he's just not here because he went to the cemetery, keeping the other avelos, since he knows about this avelos, so then he's considered part of them, and their avelos is considered primary. And therefore, the guest would be considered secondary to them, because again, the Gadla Habayis knows about it, he's just going to the Tzarech HaMes, and therefore we would say that it's as if he's in the Bayis, because he just had to take care of the Tzarech HaMes, and therefore the Be'alim in the house would be primary, and if the one who comes would count with them, it's only when he's not there at all, he doesn't know about it, then we would say that the mourner that comes now would have to count for himself. And the Amalei said to him, when Iman, he counts with them, it's considered as if the Gadla Habayis is in the house, and therefore he counts with them. And that the Gemara says, but Tanya, but we learned in the Brice, that if the Galabais goes to the basic forest, we said, that this one accounts for himself. So the Gemara is not difficult. Hadassah Galabais, because it's lost in the basic forest. This is talking about where the Galabais comes with in 3 days from the cemetery. The Oz, who might him on? And then, yes, him, the Gadol himself counts with them. And therefore, the Gemara Irich might him on. So too, the guest counts with them. Imbo, B'tach Shalash L'Abon, and that's if he comes within 3 days according to Abon. And B'tach Shalash L'Abon, or within 7 days, even this guest. Within 7 days, according to B'Shimon. Now, ha, delay also galabais begat lasim. But the other halacha was taught when the galabais did not come within 3 days. Ah, delay chashavel is who ikur. Then their avel is not considered primary. Delimni had the awesome ambadai, so that the one who's coming from elsewhere should count with them. Because ma'achashin galabais minam. Because since in this case, if it comes out of 3 days, the galabais is not going to count with them. And the lim avel rabbanim. If you don't have to say, according to Abban, the Shengur Labai's money, I'm sure the Galabai's not going to count with them. Kilos Bugat Lazik is going to come within 3 days. Elfal Abishimin. Even if I'm Shimon Daman, that he says, Elfal Abishim Zayman, that even you come day 7, you count with them. And Mili Acha, that's some other person of the mourners. To Lahavi Yodabe Betchilo, that did not initially know, but like, and is considered secondary to them. Keeping the Galabai's number by that, because in the classic case, the Galabai's is also counting with them, because he is over there, according to that case that Rabbi Yechon was talking about. That the Galabais has to be in the house. And they're the primary mourner, they're the initial mourner, maybe Ikroi and primary Yasmin more than him. Who did not know about the beginning of the Avelis. And therefore, Shimon held that, yeah, that other Avodah comes could count even on day 7. But regarding this one that's coming back from the cemetery, in the beginning of the Avelis, he would not come with them if he's not come within 3 days, because since he knows the Avelis, he's not secondary to them. Rather, he's going to count on his own. Bein im yesh galabais, whether there is the galabais, bein im ein galabais, whether there is no galabais in the house. Kiha damalei Rav lebnei hatzlofaini. Like, as the Gemara brings, that Rav said to the bnei hatzlofaini, da'asa begoit lasa, that whoever comes with him 3 days, That is, Achayzim Beis HaKvash B'Gat Lasa. He's coming back from the cemetery within 3 days. Then Limna Badaichu, then he should count with you. Lasa B'Gat Lasa Yom, if he did not come back within 3 days, Memna Nafshe, he should count himself, Akan L'Shainai. That's the end of his interpretation. So this, even according to Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's a difference between the first 3 days, coming back from the cemetery, and versus if he comes back after 3 days, so that answers to his question that, yeah, even according to Rabbi Shimon holds, you come on day seven, Shimon agrees when you come back from the cemetery that there would be such a difference because he knows the Avelis and he has something to do with it, and he's therefore not going to be secondary. It's only Avel comes from somewhere nearby. That's where he knows that even comes day seven, he's going to count with them because the Gedol HaBayis is in the house. Now Taisis brings how the Yushami explains the Sugya, and also according to them, we wouldn't have Taisis' question. This is the word in the Yushami. If someone comes to Matzah Avel B'Teich Beisai, and he finds the mourning in his house. B'sheni b'shlishi, if it comes on day two or day three, so mashamam, and then he finishes up with them. But if he comes on day four, mo'in lasmi, he counts for himself. Shimon he says, no, even on day seven, he could complete with them. Yishu ben Levi, he says, which is k'sheyesh gola mashpacha b'bayis, if the biggest one, the main one of the family is in the house. K'sheyesh gola mashpacha, but the gola mashpacha is not there, mo'in lasmi, he counts for himself. Oh, says Tosh Levi Arishami in the early, so according to Arishami, it seemed to me the end of Pesach Reb Shimon, he doesn't rule like Reb Shimon, which we were asking on how we rule like Reb Shimon. Elik Shesh Gilam Hamishpach Babayis, only if the greatest one of the family is in the house. Of Megal Mishpach, but if the God Mishpach is not there, Halach Gabon, Halach Gabon, the Pesach Gilam Yom in the moment, that within 3 days, only then would you count with them. Lach Gimel Min Asma, after 3 days, you count for yourself. Ah, says Tosh Levi, according to this, Ozzy Shabba, then it makes sense. If I leave the Halachas, Agama makes sense even according to the Halacha. That, yeah, only become within 3 days do they count with you. That's Begol HaBayis. That's when the Begol HaBayis, so take out the word Babayis. In other words, previously Taisa asked, how can you say the Chalik of 3 days? We rule like Mishun even on day seven. No, Yerushalmi holds that it looks like Mishun only when the Begol HaBayis is Babayis. But if it's not Babayis, like with the Gabon, who's differentiated between the 3 days or not. And here, Toma, where he comes back from the cemetery, that the Begol HaBayis is not in Babayis, and therefore we would make such a Chil between three and after three. The commercial in Gulabayas Hakasa Karabonim, but just like when the Gulabayas is not in the house, the Lakhasa Yabonim, Kamakin, but Gulabayas asked my sort of for the Gulabayas himself, which is the case we're discussing, Babadina Karabonim, the Lakhasa Yabonim, which then we would make a difference between within three and after three. So, like Tais Master, we can look at the Gemara, Drisa Apaichu. Once you turn your face around, then Askilamon, then you really start counting the Avelis. Now, Avalisim Alchemam may say this, but those who go with the Mass, Mishisa Samagil, they only start counting from when the grave is covered over. Bein Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis, whether the Gadol HaBayis is in the house, Bein Hayil Chametz HaKavaras, whether he goes to the cemetery, and Bechen HaNenik, so that's the meaning that those who go with the Mass, they don't start their Avelis only from when the Gadol, when the coffin is covered over. Now, B'Yishami in the Kain, in the Yishami it's not like this, because Achanan, the Mishnah teaches, Meisha, Lichoy, Simakam, Makam, 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 you're taking from one place to another place, Kugain, Elu, Dikvam, Makam, Makam, those who are buried elsewhere, if Tanya, Tanya, those who teach a Braisa, that Elu Shikan, those who remain over here, Ma'in Meshayotza Mes, they start counting the Avelis from when the Mes leaves the city. Be'elu Shasham, those over there that escort the Mes, Ma'in Meshayotza Mes, they count from when the coffin is closed off. Now, this Tanya, you know, those who learn, that no, Hani Mahani, both of them, is Meshayotza Magoil, is when it's when the person is finally buried. But Asim Meshim Meshim Levi, he says, HaKol HaLecha HaGol HaMeshbach, everything goes based on the God HaMeshbach. And Rabbi Yaakov Shem Yisi, he says, that's lochumen as a stringency. Ma lochumen, what's the stringency? Shem lo yigol mishpach hakan, if the God mishpach was over here and he did not go with the mess, elu shakan, moin mishyat ha-mess. So those over here count from when the mess leaves the city. Elu shasham, those over there, moin mishyat ha-mess, they count from when the person's burial is finished. The God mishpach hasham, and now let's say the God mishpach is over there. So elu moin mishyat ha-mess, then everyone starts counting from when the goyel, when the coffin is sealed off. Now, Bakasha. Now, the difficulty, says Taisis, is the Ma'ol Chumrah. What's the stringency that you said you always go after the Gadol HaBayis, but Zimnin Azlin Lekula about the Gadol HaBayis, but we see sometimes it's a leniency you go after the Gadol HaBayis, like you said, if the Gadol HaBayis is over here, Shekula Ma'in, everyone counts Meshayot HaMeis Min HaBayis, then everyone would count from when the Meis leaves the house, that would which that's a leniency. So, Lechen Yer it would seem to explain, Shem Gadol HaMeshpach HaKan, that if the Gadol HaMeshpach is over here, Ma'in Miyad, that they start counting right away, and they start their mourning with him for his honor, miyad in the gear says, kishayatsu. Yeah, right when they take him out. even not in front of him. In other words, because the Gadol Mishpocha is over here, so they start Kan Davidus right away, we say that's for his honor. Even also those that go to escort the mass, they start counting Avelis right away when they leave. Ikra Avelis, but the primary morning is Chilul. Nice to start the count. Mishi Yosas Magil only for when the grave is sealed off, which Ikra then the Zman of Avelis starts when you have Yosas Magil. Yes, that we start counting Avelis. Before that, it's only for the honor of the Gadol Abayis who remains over there, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yossi meant within the Yerushalmi. It goes stringently that if the Gadol Abayis is over here, everyone starts to act as Avelis right away. And if he's over there, then everyone starts counting Mishnei Sos Magal. Chinis Mehad Yisod to it's explicitly in the Yerushalmi. That in Gliel Zuga, the Makas Achse, that his sister died, Sok Achea Ima, so her brother went with her. And Amalir Mona, Mona said to him that Kivinshir is Gadol Abayis, since the Gadol Abayis, who that's Mulia Zuga, is remaining in the house, so Masalek is Gabi Achuch. So you removed regarding your brother, and Shalav Sandala, take off the sandal, in other words, from when the mess is leaving from your brother, because and your brother's going back home, then you also start the Avelis, which is obvious, like we're saying, because it's for the covenant of the Gadol Mishpacha, even those who are going to escort the mess, start to do the Avelis now, for when it leaves from the Gadol Mishpacha. But Tesserav writes that in our Gemara, they don't make such a differentiation, like Tesserav wrote before. Rather, even if the Gadol Abayis remains over here, those who go to Mess would start to count and to conduct themselves, and those Abayis still, not from now, but rather Mishisos Magoyal.